That perfect storm that caused so many to put their cottages on the market does have an upside. If having a cottage is on your radar screen, you could be in luck. John Carr is a broker with Coldwell Banker in Harbor Springs. John, the area you serve has a few identities, I would suspect, from very upscale year-round homes to very upscale second homes to more modest cottages?
That's correct. We have a lot of very, very nice homes on the water, but an equal number of nice cottages that are have a view of the water, or maybe are on the inland a little bit, but have easy beach access.
How long have you been a broker?
Oh, a long time. I think it's 27 years now.
Can you kind of just take us through the track that you've seen the housing prices taken for these, especially these second homes?
Since the meltdown in 2008, every year there's a certain number of families that put their cottages on the market for the typical reasons. They're just not being used anymore. There's a death in the family. The kids don't come up and visit. And every year there's also a certain number of buyers. And usually there'd be a more or less equal number of buyers and sellers. After 2008, all bets are off. There are still those cottages coming on the market and very few buyers. So, simple economic supply and demand, the prices have plummeted. So there's a lot of affordable. Even the higher-end properties have come down 30 or 40%. But the affordable ones, you can be on the water in a cottage for under, say, $300,000, $400,000, or a nice view cottage, a view of Lake Michigan, for under $200,000.
Hmm. Give me some of the rock-bottom priced ones. What would you get for how little? I'm just kind of curious to get the scale from, $300,000 gets you on the lake. How low do they go?
I have a cottage listed for $179,000, two bedrooms, nice, cute cottage, nice view with lake access for $179,000. That's probably the best value out there.
And based on what you've seen in that kind of Harbor Springs, Petoskey area, is this about as low as you've ever seen?
Absolutely. No, the prices have never gone down in this area before. They always, really in the 90s, they were going up 30, 40, 50% a year.
You've probably got folks that are kind of almost trapped in those second homes, aren't they, where they almost can't afford to sell them at the prices
they
are.
Yeah, particularly the old family cottages where there's three or four kids and a bunch of grandkids. The parents have passed away, and the kids are trying to keep it. The kids are dispersed all throughout the United States. The taxes for non-homestead are extremely high. If you have a property that's valued at $500,000, your taxes are $10,000-$15,000 a year. That's tough for these families to keep. So that's why some of these houses are so relatively reasonable now.
So bottom line, John Carr, why buy now?
You're never going to see prices this low again.
John Carr is a broker with Coldwell Banker in Harbor Springs, and appreciate your sharing your insights with us, John. Thank you so much for talking with us on Stateside.
My pleasure. You're welcome.